Okay, today's daf is Becharos daf Yud Gimel. We left off on daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, 5 lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored in honor of the birth of Liora Yaffa Geitzholtz, daughter of Nava and Yisrael Geitzholtz, by the Geitzholtz Mishpacha, and we thank them very much for the sponsorship. And it is also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him again also for the continued sponsorship in the Chizuk HaTorah. So we're holding on 5 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we will finish the first parak of Maseches Becharos and begin the second parak of Maseches Becharos. So first we're going to discuss the timing of the mitzvah of Pidyon Petach Hamor, and there's going to be a stira as to when exactly it's supposed to be done, whether it's supposed to be done within the first 30 days or after 30 days, and we're going to have 3 resolutions to that stira. And then the last mission in the parak is going to discuss 4 cases where there are 2 different ways to do a mitzvah, but one way is preferred over the other. The reason we discuss 4 cases from Shas, because one of them is about Arifas HaChamar versus Pidyon Petar Chamar. So since Pidyon is preferred over Arifa, but these are both valid ways to take care of it, so we discuss other cases in Shas where you have 2 options, but one of them is clearly a preferred option. And then the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak is going to shift the discussion, the 2nd through the 6th parak, in fact, is going to shift the discussion to Bukhar Behema Tahora. So the Mishnah is going to discuss when the ownership of a non-Jew, what level of ownership of a non-Jew will pater from Bukhar Behema Torah, as well as the role of Kohanim and Levim in Bukhar Behema Torah. The Gemara is going to discuss why it is that we first discussed Petar Chamar and then only then Bukhar Behema Torah. Why not the reverse? And the Gemara is also going to discuss how we know that a guy, and this is the primary sugi of today's daf, is how we know that a guy is Kona from a Jew and a Jew from a guy only with Kinyan Kesef. The Kinyanim of a guy, this is the primary Sugya in Shas, really, for the Kinyanim of a guy. And this is obviously going to be very relevant as far as Bechiras Chametz, because we need to know what Kinyanim work between a Jew and a non-Jew. The Gemara is going to discuss the basis for the Shita that Meshicha works for a guy as well. And then in Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to explain a Braisa that discusses someone who wants to return Avodah Zarah that he mistakenly bought from a guy. At what point do we say, too late, you've already been konin, and once you've been konin, there's no being mevatel in Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, and there's no turning back. So that's going to be a brisa that has a resha, a sefer. We're going to have to explain each part of that brisa. So let's begin 5 lines from the end of the page. Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis Tnan Asam. Ha'arachin b'shaitan. Arachin are assessed based on the time that you take the erech vow, meaning I say I'm going to give erech of that person to the Beis Hamikdash. That person is right now 19 years old, but I don't get around to giving it until after his 20th birthday. So do I give the erech based on his age at the time of the vow, or based on his age at the time that I'm giving it? It's b'shaitan, based on the time of the vow. Upidin aben achar shloshim yom. Pidin aben is only after 30 days from the birth of the baby. Pidyon Petach Hamor Lialter. But Pidyon Petach Hamor is immediately. Pidyon Petach Hamor Lialter, says Gemara, wait a second, is that true? Pidyon Petach Hamor is immediate? Or a mini, I'll ask you a stira, ein ba'arachin u'pidyon aben, u'benizirus, u'bepetach Hamor, pachas mishloshim, that you never have it with less than 30 days, and included on the list of things that are never less than 30 days is Pidyon Petach Hamor u'mosifin adolam. If you haven't yet done it, you can do it as long as it goes. Now this is true, this 30-day limit is true by Pidyon Aben as well, the Mishnah says, and by Arachin, the baby does not have an Erech until he's 30 days old, but once he hit the age of 30 days old, he will always have an Erech, Nezirus as well. Stam Nezirus l'shloshim yom, you can never have Nezirus less than 30 days, but you can accept Nezirus for as long as you want. It could be way, way more than 30 days. But our point of focus over here is the idea that we said that that Petach Hamor can never be Pachas Mishloshim Yom. So here we have what seems like a blatant stira between the two brises. So the Gemara is going to have 3 ways to resolve the stira. First of all, Amar Rav Nachman Lomar she'impda'o padui, that if you are poda, then it is padui. Meaning when it says Pidyon Petach Hamor is li'alter, it just means that it works li'alter. But the ikar mitzvah is only lachar shloshim yom. If you do it early, it works as a pidyon.
Wow, so says Mar Machal de Beno and Pido Eino Padli. That makes it sound like, in contrast to Pidin Aben, that Pidin Aben, even if you do it immediately, it doesn't work. So says Mar Vayitmar, Podos Beno B'toch Lamid Yom, Rav Amar Beno Padli. But isn't Shitas Rav that Pidin Aben works within Shloshim Yom? So how could it, when we say that Petach Hamar could be Lialter, how could it mean that it works if you do it, as opposed to Pidin Aben, which doesn't? According to Rav, Pidin Aben also works if you do it. Altar says Mar Lavit Mar La Am Rav Dukuli Alma Me Achshav Ein Bino Padu. No, even Rav, who says the Pidyon Aben works within Shloshim Yom, that's only if you give the money within Shloshim Yom, but say that you want it to be Chal LaAcher Shloshim Yom, and then Rav's Chiddush is even if the money is gone by the time the Shloshim Yom are over, the money is destroyed and it's not here anymore by the time the Shloshim Yom is over, that's still going to work because you didn't intend for the Pidyon to be Chal within Shloshim. The Pidyon is only going to be Chal LiAcher Shloshim. Even Rav would be mode the Pidyon cannot be Chal within Shloshim, and in that sense, there is a difference between Petach Hamar and Pidyon Aben. That is answer number one to the stira. Says the Gemara, answer number two. Rav Sheshes Amar Lomar She'eno Over Alav. That really the mitzvah's Pidyon is the altar. And when we say that it's never Pachas Mishloshim Yom, it means that you're not over Alav. Pachas Mishloshim Yom. That you haven't violated the mitzvah of Pidyon less than 30 days. Masav Rami Bar Chama Mitzvaso Kol Shloshim Yom Mikan Ve'elach O Podeu O Arfo. But wait a second, if the real Chiddush is that as soon as Shloshim Yom passed, then every day that you're not doing the Pidyon, you're in violation of Pidyon Aben, why does it say Mikan Ve'elach O Podeu O Arfo? My love mitzvah L'shoso Kol Shloshim Yom. Doesn't it mean that there's a mitzvah to be Shoa Kol Shloshim Yom? And that's a Kasha on Rav Sheshes, that you're not supposed to do anything. Not just that ain't over love, that you're not supposed to do anything. B'tol Shloshim Yom. Says Marlok, mitzvah leftosa kol Shloshim Yom. No, there's a mitzvah to be poda kol Shloshim Yom, and then after Shloshim Yom, you're going to be over. Ihachi, but if that's the case, mikan ve'elech opadeu o over love mi ba'ilei. If the real chiddush is that after 30 days, you're over, then that's what it should say. Opadeu o over love. So that's why the Gemara doesn't like the second answer of how to resolve the stira between the two brises. Magen Avraham writes in Siman Tavkuf Samuches Siv Katan Yud that even though a mila sha'var zmana, you're chayiv to be mekayim right away, because every moment that you don't do a mila after the zman has come, there's an iser for the person to remain in arel. When it comes to a pidyon aben, kivan sha'var zmana, once the zman has passed, you can continue to be docha. So the Chachma Shlomo just points out in Yardeh Siman Shinhei that from Rashi in our sugya, Dibur Maskel Rav Sheshes, it sounds that if someone is ma'acher pidyon petach hamar after Shloshim Yom, it's a violation. It's over a love. So if that's true by pidyon petach hamar, which is more kal, kol shkein, that should be true by pidyon aben. That lachar Shloshim Yom, it should be a violation. It should be over a love, so long as you're delaying the pidyon aben. So that's the discussion. Let's say Shloshim Yom have passed. Should Bezin get involved and do pidyon aben, or you just wait till the kid gets older and he'll have his own mitzvah pidyon? Meaning, is there anything that time is of the essence that you should have to do it immediately? Anyway, the third answer says Mara Ella Amarav Lo Kasha Har Rabbi Eliezer Demakshi Har Rabbanan Talo Makshi. It's a machlokas. The stira in the two brayos is not a stira. It's a machlokas. Do we make a hekesh between pidyon petach hamar and pidyon aben? According to Rabbi Lezer, we make such a hekesh between Bechor Behema Temeya and Bechor Adam, and the Shita that says that you're supposed to be poda right away assumes there's no such hekesh. That just like Pidyon Aben doesn't happen within Shloshim Yom, so too Pidyon Petach Hamar doesn't happen within Shloshim Yom. Says the Mishnah, last Mishnah in the Perek, Lo Ratz Leftoso, if you're not interested in being poda, Orfo me'achora v'kovro. So then you do an arifa of the chamar from the back of its neck, and then you bury it because the animal is asurbana. Mitzvah sapedia kodemes the mitzvah sarifa. Pedia comes before arifa. It's preferred over arifa. Shnemar im lo tifte varavto. Mitzvah si'ida kodemes the mitzvah hapedia. Shnemar im lo ya'ada v'hafta. That when you have the option with a ama ivriya of either being miyaid her for marriage or to be poda her, so better to do yiud than to do pidyon. Mitzvah say yibum kodemes mitzvah chalitza. Yibum is preferred over chalitza. Barishon hashem is kavan l'shem mitzvah. At least that's how it used to be when people had kavan l'shem mitzvah. Va'achshav shem is kavan l'shem mitzvah. Amru mitzvah chalitza kodemes mitzvah. is Yibum. But nowadays, where people don't do L'shem Mitzvah anymore, we prefer Chalitza over Yibum. Mitzvah Sagu'ula Ba'adam, who called them L'kol Adam. The mitzvah of, if someone is Matfis Behema Tmeya, Lebedek Habayis, so there's a mitzvah to be Poda. The mitzvah of the Adam being Poda is Kodem L'kol Adam. Comes before anyone else. He should really be the one with the responsibility to be Poda. Shenemar, Vim Lo Yigael V'nim Kabar Karcha. That it's only if the owner is not Goel the Behema, only then is it Nimkar Berkcha, only then is it sold to somebody else for its value for the sake of Hegdish. Now the Rambam writes in Hilchos Bikurim Parakid Beis that there's a mitzvah saseh to be poda petar chamor b'seh, and if you're in a road seliftoso, then there's a mitzvah saseh l'orfo. That the idea of arifa, what the Mishnah calls mitzvah sarifa, it is a mitzvah, it's just not the preferred mitzvah, meaning it's a lesser mitzvah than the mitzvah of pidyon. However, the Ravid is masig on the Rambam, and the Ravid says, after all, the Mishnah says mitzvah pidya kodamus mitzvah arifa. It doesn't mean that the arifa is a mitzvah. Adrabba says the Ravid, it's an avera. An oref is called a mazik. He's being mafsid mamono shel kohen. Here, the kohen could have had a seh that you could have given him, and he would have been happy, and everyone would have been happy. You'd have your chamar, and he'd have the seh. And you're just being mazik for no reason. You decide instead you're going to kill the chamar and just bury it, and the kohen's going to get nothing. It's only because it's only called mitzvahs arifa because of mitzvahs pedia. But because the Mishnah used the term mitzvahs pedia, Minchas Chinuch writes based in mitzvah Chav Gimel based on the Chinuch that it's mashma that arifa is considered a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and nevertheless, the Sefer HaChinuch quotes the reason of Levi that we're going to see. The Gemara said that the Gemara had said already actually that arifa is a knas, that the Torah is kones the person because he's mafsid mamono shel kohen, so he loses out his own money. So Sefer HaChinuch quotes both that it's a mitzvah and that it's a knas, meaning those things are not mutually exclusive. It's not that the Rambam emphasizes the mitzvah part and the Ravid the knas part. They're both true. It's not a stira. Levi is giving a reason for the mitzvah, that even though arifa is a knas, but still it's yesh ba mitzvah. There is a mitzvah of doing it. The mitzvah is to punish yourself for not taking care of the kohen. And the raya Minchas Chinuch brings is from the Beis Shmuel and Evna Ezer, Simon Kuf Samuch Tes. Beis Shmuel writes that the reason for the mitzvah of Chalitza is because the Yavam doesn't want to do the mitzvah of Yibum, so he's like Kimenuda. He's like someone who's in Cherem, that we do Chalitza Sanal, that a person who's in Cherem has to remove his shoes. It's one of the signs of Avelus. So Sefer HaChinuch writes that's part of the Avelus, or the Beis Shmuel writes rather, that's part of why we do a Chalitza. He's called the Chalot Sanal, like someone who's Morid B'mitzvos. So it's a Knas, but nevertheless, Chalitza is still a mitzvah. So just because it's something that he's that's a punishment and it's something that we prefer he didn't do, it doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah. It's still actually a mitzvah. So the question then becomes, okay, how much of a mitzvah? All these things are on the unpreferred list, what we don't want you to be doing, but yet it's a mitzvah. So do you say a bracha on it? Would you say a bracha on such a mitzvah? So the Abu Dram writes in Seder Birch HaMitzvos that we don't say a bracha on arifa sachamar because it's a mitzvah baba avera. And what he means to refer to, obviously, is the shita saravid, that it's really an avera. Whereas Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah Chav Gimel, says that even that arifa is considered a mitzvah, not like the ravid, but nevertheless, since mitzvahs pediah is kodemes, you don't make a bracha on mitzvah sarifa. That even those who hold that it is a mitzvah, but it's not preferred. And since it's not preferred, there's not going to be a bracha. And it's midaik that way from the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Sim Shin Chafalev, where they pass them that you make a bracha on pidyon petar chamar, and then they bring the dinei arifa, but don't say a word about a bracha on the dinei arifa. And you find such a similar thing by Chalitza as well. The Torah in Ebenezer, Sim Kusam Chvav, quotes the Bali Itur that you make a bracha on the mitzvah of Yibum, but in all of Hilchas Chalitza, he never mentions anything about a bracha on Hilchas Chalitza. So maybe this idea of a second-rate mitzvah is mofia in the idea, in the fact that there's a bracha on the second-rate mitzvah, yet it's still in some way or another considered a mitzvah. Okay, adron alach alokeach uber chamoro. Now we move on to the second parak of Maseches Becharos. Alokeach uber paras shalovit chavim. Let's say you purchase the uber of a guy's para, not the actual para, just the uber. V'amochelo, or you sell him the uber of your para, af b'lishen arashai, which is something that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to sell a bey magasa to an ovid chavim. That's a sugya maseches avod zara we've referred to a few times, either because of the concern that you're going to come to be mashil or maskir your behemah to him, and then he'll work with the behemah on Shabbos, and it's going to be a violation of shvisas behemah, or it's going to be erev Shabbos bein hashmashos, and he's going to, and the deal is about to be done, but he wants to see that the animal could do work, so you're going to demonstrate, so you're going to call the animal to you, and you're going to be mechamer because it's really going to be Shabbos already. Okay, whatever the issue is when it comes to selling a behemagasa, you're not allowed to sell a behemagasa to an ovid chavim. But if you did, you sold the uber para, or you bought the uber para from a guy, or you take a partnership with a guy in a behema, or you accept to raise and take care of the animal in order to split the vlados of the animal, or he takes your animal to raise and care for in order to split the vlados. In all those cases, it says b'Yisrael and we darshin avalo ba'achirim hakar v'alavim chayavim shalaniftur mi'bechar behematara el mi'pidin aben u'mi'pedet chamar. Unlike the other two dinim of Bechar that we have in this Masechta, Kohanim and Levim are included in Bechar Behema Tahora. They're just excluded from Petach Hamar and from Pidyon HaBen. But Bechar Behema Tahora, they are absolutely included in the Halacha. The Arzarua writes in Hilchos Becharos that there's a chilik, though, between Kohanim and Levim by Bechar Behema Tahora. The Levi has to give the Bechar to the Kohen. The Kohen doesn't have to give it to anybody. He just needs to be mafreshit because of the Kedushas of Bechar. But he doesn't, and he has to be knowing all the dine b'char. He has to shecht it for himself on the mizbeach, like any other b'char that's nechal kohanim. So that's the difference between the kohen and the levi. Marit al Gazi, which is one of the primary commentaries on Maseches Becharos, Marit al Gazi explains that the levim are shavah l'kohanim. They're the same as kohanim when it comes to b'char behemah Torah. In that, it remains in their bailus, and they don't have to give it to another kohen. But that's only if it's a b'char balmum. See, when you have b'char tam, the halacha is it has to be brought as a korban, and the meat gets eaten by the kohanim. When it's a b'char balmum, you just shecht it and eat it. You know, it still has b'giz v'avoda, it has kedushas b'char. So when it's a b'char balmum, says Marit al Gazi, the levi could keep it, he could shecht it and eat it himself. When it's a b'char tam, he's got to give it to a kohen because the kohen's got to do the shechita on the mizbeach, and the kohen's got to do the and the kohen's going to be the only one that's able to eat it, since after all, it's going to be a korban. Okay, says the Gemara, my ear. Why is the Masechta in the order that it is? Why is it that we first discussed Petar Chamar and now we're only discussing Bechar Behemah Tahora? Shouldn't Bechar Behemah Tahora have come first? Well, why? Why should it have come first? Listening Bereisha Uber Paraso, Digzus Saguvhu, Vada listening Uber Chamaro, Digzus Damimhu. Because after all, Bechar Behemah Tahora is greater Kedusha. It has Kedusha Saguf, it's supposed to be brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach. The Petar Chamar does not have Kedusha Saguf, it's only the monetary Kedusha. So Amri b'Marava, two explanations. Either because the halachos of Petar Chamar are more chaviv to us based on what Rabbi Chanina taught us, and the Gemara does not elaborate any further than that, but what it's referring to is, we had learned in the first paragraph, why Chamar amongst all the other animals, why is it that there's only a mitzvah pidyon Petar Chamar and not a mitzvah pidyon every other behema temeya? So we said because the Chamar is the animal that helped us schlep everything that we had to bring out of Mitzrayim. We had all this wealth that we brought out of Mitzrayim, so everyone had 100 donkeys that helped them schlep all their stuff. So the Chamar is a reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a reminder of the kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with Klal Yisrael. So we wanted to lead with that, which led to all those Daf Yomi coincidences going into Pesach and through Pesach. Right, but that was the that's why we want to mention that first. It's like a greater Kiddush Hashem to draw our attention to that teaching of Rabbi Chanina. That's one possibility. Tameya, Pasuk Vashadila. It could just be that there's less to say about a Petar Chamar, and therefore we want to get the halachos that are more brief and can be taken care of easily out of the way before we get into the more involved halachos that are going to take much more time. You have a similar comment the Gemara has in the beginning of Masech Shavuos. The Gemara discusses why it is that the dinim of Yedios Hatuma are mentioned before the dinim of Shavuos in the Mishnah in Masech Shavuos. You would imagine in Masech Shavuos you talk about dinim of Shavuos before we talk about the dinim of Yedios Hatuma. So the Gemara says that because I did the Zutra Milayu Pasuk Shari Lahu. Now the Or HaChama suggests that there's, if you look carefully, the Lashon is a little different. Over here it's Pasuk Vishadila. Over there it's Pasuk Shari Lahu. So he explains Al Pi Kabbalah, he explains Al Pi Sod, that the Bechara Chamar is Merames to the Kochos of the Sitra Achra, and the Seh is Merames to Klal Yisrael. By being Poda, the Chamar, with the Seh, we're being Mitzarif, the Nitzotzos of Kedusha, of the Chamar, to the Kedusha of the Seh. So the Tanan wants to teach the union of Petar Chamar, because through the Limur of that Mitzvah, it's as if we're doing the Mitzvah B'Poel, and that's related to in the phrase Shadila, that through this limud we're taking the nitzotz of kedusha of the kochos of the sitra achra and we're bringing it into kedusha. That's the neshama parm svasenu, so to speak, as opposed to in Shavuos where it's yediyas hatuma. That whole inyan is not relevant, and therefore we just say sharilu instead of shadila. We say sharilu. We're just being mati. We're just baruch shapatrani on those halachos that are shorter, rather, before we get into the longer, more involved halachos. Good. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmani, Amar Reish Lakish, Shum Rav Hoshaya. Yisrael shenasa mos lo v'chavim bebehemto bidineihem aval pi shelo mashach kana v'chayavs bebechora. A Jew gives money to an ovid chavim for his animal bidineihem. The rule is they should follow dineihem, the dinim of the goyim, meaning their halachos of kinyanim, and therefore, even though he didn't do a meshicha, he's kona and he's chayiv in bechora because he's kona with money alone. Va'ovid chavim shenasan mos liYisrael bebehemto, and an ovid chavim who gives money to Yisrael for his behema also bidinehem. It follows dinehem. It follows their dinim. Afu pishlomasha kona upatamina bechora. Even though the guy did not do a meshicha, the guy is already kona with money alone, and therefore the animal is Pater mina b'chora, because it's considered to be under the bailus of the guy. So now we're going to elaborate on each of those statements. Amar Mar Yisrael shnasamol savichavim b'dineihem al pishol mashal kana v'chayavus b'chora. The Jew buys the animal from the guy, and all he did was a kinyan kasef. That's enough to be kona, and it's chayiv in b'chora. So my b'dineihem. What does Rav Hoshaya mean when he says b'dineihem? If he means to say that we treat him like the dinim of the kinyanim that the guy himself could be nikna with, meaning if you buy the guy as an eved, what type of kinyan would you use for that? That's the same type of kinyan you'd use to buy something from a guy, to buy an animal from a guy, to ask to be kalvachomer, because then we'd have the kalvachomer. Im gufei koni le Yisrael b'kesef, then if we find that the Yisrael could be kona, the guf of the ovid chavim with kesef, and how do I know that you could be kona the guf of the Eved with Kesef? Because by Eved Kanani it says that the Eved Kanani has a din that it passes Birusha. So Ikisha Kosov La'achuza, we see the Torah links the Eved to an Achuza, to land. And we know Ma'achuza, just like Karka, Niknas B'Kesef B'Shtar U'B'Chazaka, that Karka could be Nikna B'Kesef, Af Eved Kanani Nikna B'Kesef. So an Eved Kanani himself is Nikna B'Kesef, and therefore, mamona lo kol shkenu. Therefore, if you're going to buy the property of an Ovid Chavim, you're going to buy an animal that belongs to an Ovid Chavim. If you can buy the Ovid Chavim himself with kesef, you should for sure be able to buy his animal with kesef. Says Gemara, yeah, but then im kain, if that's the case, if that's how I know that a kinyan kesef works when purchasing from a guy, then I feel b'shar b'chazakanami. If it's all based on the fact that we consider him like an achuza, like karka, well, karka is not only nikna b'kesef, karka is also nikna because of a b'shtar. So then the guy should be able to be purchased with kesef b'shtar and his ass. animals should be able to be purchased with Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. Va'od, Yisol, Yisol, Yochichu. And furthermore, is this Cheshbon a good Cheshbon? That whatever you could buy him with, you could also buy his behema with. Look at it when it comes to a Jew and another Jew. If you buy an Eved Ivri, the way you make the kinyan is with kesef, but you buy an animal from a Jew, it's not kesef. You do meshicha. You need to do a kinyan meshicha. So this kal v'chomer is obviously not a valid kal v'chomer. Not every time you do a form of kinyan to buy a person, can you do that same form of kinyan to buy things that belong to that person? Ella amar Abaye. So Abaye says, no, bidinei means something else. Bidineim shepaskalim Torah. It means that we follow the dinei kinyanim that Yisrael could be kona from a guy with, based on the dinim of the Torah. That the Torah says when it comes to being kona metaltalin from a Jew, the Torah says, O kano miyad amisecha. So we darshin, yeah, miyad amisecha hu debi meshicha. That's the pasuk about kinyan meshicha when you buy from another Jew. Who does meshicha work with? Amisecha, another Jew. Hamiyado b'chavim b'kesef. But if you're going to buy from a non-Jew, meshicha doesn't work. You need to use kesef. Ve'miyado b'chavim kal kalo. All you see from that pasuk is that meshicha does not work by a non-Jew. You do not, or that meshicha, that as far as kinyan is concerned, Jew and non-Jew are different. How do you see that kesef is a valid form of kinyan? Maybe miyad amisecha you do meshicha, and from a non-Jew nothing. There are no kinyanim. There's no way you could buy anything from a non-Jew. Sami lo sal kadayim. That's impossible. Kal v'chomer hu im gufo kano kona mamona lo kolshkin. If you're able to be kona him, you have to be able to be kona his thing. There's no way that you that there's no valid kinyan on his behema. So ve'ema miyado v'chavim adi katarte. Okay, but still, maybe the pasuk is teaching us from miyada misecha that miyada misecha you could be kona b'meshicha, but from a guy you need both meshicha and kesef. You need two kinyanim. Says Mar Amri lav kal v'chomer hu. Gufa ba'achas mamona b'shtayim. It wouldn't make any sense. If I could buy the eved, the guy himself, as an eved with only one kinyan, why would I need two kinyanim to buy his things? It's counterintuitive. Says Mar ve'ema obaha obaha. Okay, but maybe what it's telling us is when you buy from a Jew, when you buy stuff from a Jew, you buy an eved from a Jew, you have to do meshicha. When you buy from a guy, you have options. It's more makel. You could either do kesef or meshicha, but how do you know only kesef? So says Mar Dumi. Because if the word amisecha is telling us that this works for a Jew but not for a non-Jew, so then there is some sort of basis for comparison. And the basis for comparison is that for each of them, there's only one way of kinyan. So just like by a Jew, there's only one form of kinyan, and that is meshicha. When you're buying from a guy, there's only one form of kinyan, and that is kesef. That's the assumption that we make. So says Mar Amar Mar. What about the second half of his sentence? Vovid Chavim, we said, Shenas and Mos, the Yisrael Bebehemto, if a non-Jew pays a Jew money for his behema, Bidinayen, we follow Dinayen, Avol Bishalom Moshach, Kano Patam Rabbechora, Kinyan Kesef works, it now belongs to the guy, and it's Patam Rabbechora, even though he never did a Meshicha. My Bidinayen, so a similar conversation. What does he mean by Bidinayen? Elaim Bidinayen to Guferi, if it means that the same way that you could be kona the guf of the Yisrael as an eved, mishum dasi b'kal v'chomer, because you'd learn the kal v'chomer im gufo Yisrael kani lebi kesef. If he could buy you Yisrael using kesef, tichsiv mi kesef miknaso mamono lo kolshkein, then to buy the property of the Yisrael for sure, should for sure work with money. So Yisrael mi Yisrael yachicha the gufo kani b'kesef mamono b'mashicha. But we know that when it comes to transactions between Jews, that you can, when buying a person, you can use kesef, but when buying his property, you need to do a meshicha. So that's not a valid kal v'chomer, like we said before. Ella amar Abaye b'dineim shepaskalem Torah. No, it means the dinim, the kinyanim that the Obadiah Kachavim could be kona metaltim from Yisrael with, based on the dinei haTorah. Because pasuk says v'chisim kru mimkar lamisecha, and we darshan lamisecha v'meshicha halo v'chavim v'kesef. That when it comes to a transaction with a Jew and a non-Jew, meshicha does not work, rather kesef. But ve'ema halo v'chavim klal klal lo. Maybe we could darshan the pasuk v'chisim kru mimkar lamisecha that only that which is sold to Yisrael is nikna b'meshicha, but that which is sold to an Ovid Chavim is not nikna with any kinyan. It has to actually be nichnas into the Rishos of the Ovid Chavim. So Amri lav kal v'chomerhu im gufa kana memana l'kolshkein. No, if the guf of the Yisrael is nikna to a guy in one of the darkei kinyanim, for sure the mammon of Yisrael should be nikna to the guy with one of the darkei kinyanim. Okay, emel Ovid Chavim adi katarti. But maybe for the transaction to work for an Ovid Chavim, you need two forms of kinyanim. Lav kal v'chomerhu gufa be'echad memana b'shtayim. No, that wouldn't make sense. You could be kind of the guf of with one kinyan, the guf of the Yisrael with one kinyan. There's no way that the Yisrael stuff can only be nikna to the akum with two kinyanim. Ve'ima obaha obaha. So again, the same havamina we had before, just in the reverse. Instead of the guy being makna to the Jew, now it's the guy being kona from the Jew. But it's obaha obaha. Maybe it's one or the other. You have options. No, dumya da amisecha. Ma amisecha ba'achas. Afo b'chav nami ba'achas. It's just like amisecha is only with one form of kinyan, so too by Ovid Chavim it's also only with one form of kinyan. So then the Gemara quotes, but wait, Amri ula Amemer damar Meshicha b'Ovid Chavim kona. Amemer holds Meshicha works for an Ovid Chavim. So according to Amemer Shita, Hani chiyusav l'krabi Yochanan da Amar dvar Torah ma'os konos Meshicha lo. If you hold that on a Doraisa level, mitaltalin, when Jews transact, mitaltalin, it's really only b'kesef and not b'meshicha, so then I understand, ahani la'amisecha, the pasuk la'amisecha is telling me, la'amisecha b'kesef, lovit chavim b'meshicha, that for a Jew on a Doraisa level, only kesef works, and for a guy, meshicha works on a Doraisa level, kesef does not work. But if you hold like Reish Lakish, that the Torah tells us for a Jew, Meshicha works, Lamisecha b'Meshicha, Ulovid Chavim b'Meshicha, Lamisecha Lamali. Well then, how is Amemer going to understand that? Because Amemer holds, Meshicha also works for Ovid Chavim. So what does Lamisecha teach me if it's not excluding an Ovid Chavim? A Jew could do Meshicha, an Ovid Chavim could do Meshicha. So the word Lamisecha seems like it's being exclusive, only to Jews. What's only for Jews? So Amri, Lamisecha to Machzirona, Vieta Machzirona l'Kanani. The end of the Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk shifts gears. Doesn't just talk about kinyanim, it then says al tonu ishes achiv. So that's what lamisecha is about. Lamisecha is about the isra na'a, that you have to return, if you overcharge, you have to return the extra money to your fellow Jew, but not to a non-Jew. L'knani me al tonu ishes achiv nafka. Says more, wait, no, that's not based on the word lamisecha. The pasuk says al tonu ishes achiv from the fact that the isra na'a is formulated as an isra against Achiv, I know from there that there's no Isra Na'a when it comes to a Kanani. It says, Chad b'Kanani v'chad b'Hagdish. I need two psukim to exclude Ona'a. One to tell me that there's no Dinei Ona'a when dealing with Hagdish. Another to tell me there's no Dinei Ona'a when dealing with a Kanani. Utsrichi, and I need both of them. Dikas Rachman Chad Avaminil Kanani Udein Lona'a, Avalak Tashiesh Lona'a. Because naturally I would have assumed that if I only had one miut, that there's no Ona'a by a Kanani, by a guy, there's no Dinei Ona'a, but Klape Hagdish, there should be a Dinei Ona'a. That's why I need a second drasha that there's no din of ona'a by Hegdash either. But all this only works if the Shita of Amemer follows the opinion in Tanoim that Gzeilas Hagoy is Aser. So, if Gzeilas Hagoy is Aser, I understand why I need a pasuk in the Torah to tell me, but Ona'a is Mutter. If you overcharge them, you don't have to pay back the money. But if you hold like that Shita in Tanoim, that even Gzeila of a guy is Mutter, there's no one that holds that way. There's no one that holds Gzeila of a guy is Mutter. It means on a Daraisa level. I mean, the Rabbanan, everyone holds that it's going to be Asr. But if you're going to hold like the Shita of the Tanoim that holds Gzeila of a guy is Mutter, then Ona'a Mibai, then the Torah would need to tell me that there's no Isra Ona'a. Of course there's no Isra Ona'a. Of course I don't have to return the overcharged money. I could steal the money from him on a Daraisa level. So then what would La Misecha be coming to teach me? It can't be teaching me about the dinim of Ona'a. There's significant discussion in the Rishonim to even locate the Shita that holds that Gzeila Sagoi is Mutter on a Daraisa level. In Bab Metzia Dav Samach Aleph, the Gemara says that we can't learn Isra Gezel Miyisrael from the Isra Ona'a because Ona'a, actually that's a different discussion. But the Tosos discusses in the name of Rashi and Baba Kama, the Gemara brings a Machlokas about Gezel Agoi, and Rashi writes in Bab Metzia that way as well, and Daf Pei Zayin. So Tosfos raises the question that the entire sugya is very hard to find such a shita that holds Gezel Agai is mutter. Pashtus says Gezel Agai is asr even on a Dorais level, and that's what the Rambam passing us with Pasal Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. But assuming there is a shita in Tanayim that on a Dorais level it's mutter, it's only asr on a Drabanan level, so then we're in trouble over here trying to figure out what I'm going to learn from La Amisecha. So says Mar Amri, Isav La Kamandi Amr Gezel Mutter, Al Korch Krabi Yochman Sfirulei. You're right. If you hold like the shita that Gezel Agai is mutter on a Dorais level, if a Memar holds like that shita, then you definitely don't need another pasuk to be mema'it o na'a from a guy, because it's a kal v'chomer, that if you're allowed to steal from him, of course you're allowed to commit o na'a. So since a memar holds kinyan a guy is done b'meshicha, it has to be that he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that min ha-Torah, kinyan b'Yisrael, that he's kona from Yisrael is only b'kesef, and la-misecha is coming to be mema'it a guy from kinyan kesef. And to say that for a guy, kesef doesn't work, only meshicha works. Great, so how do we paskin? What works when you're doing a kinyan with a guy? Is it kesef or is it meshicha? So if only it were that simple. This is a major machlokas. So we have machlokas amurayim. What works over here? Rabbi Yochanan and Meimar hold that a guy is not kona b'kesef, only b'meshicha. Reish Lakish holds he's not kona b'meshicha, only b'kesef. Tosos over here, and the Ramban, and the Rosh, Halacha Krab Yochanan. A guy can only be kona b'meshicha. Rashi, back on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Halacha Kresh Lakish. A guy can only be kona with kesef. So in the Tshuvas Masas Binyamin, he says, most hold like Rashi, but in the Shar Ephraim, he says, not true, most hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Shitas HaRambam is that a guy is kona b'en b'kesef, b'en b'meshicha. Taz and the Shach say that's the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch as well. So the Achronim point out that because this is sort of an unresolved dispute, we have to play it safe. Meaning, Mechiras Chametz would be easy if we held that a guy could be kona with kesef. Done. Kona with kesef, right? When you're selling a bechor in order, a behemim vakeris, in order to avoid the kedushas bechor, you're selling it to. So if you could just do kesef, it would be great. But the poskim say the rishonim only discussed by bechor because they didn't have mechiras chametz. So they suggest you have to do two. You have to do mechira with kesef and meshicha, because either meshicha or kesef is going to work. Where we run into problems with mechiras chametz is meshicha is not practical. Mechiras chametz to bring John Brown to everybody's house to do meshicha on all of their chametz, it's not shaykh. So how do we resolve that? So that's where we get involved in all the other kinyanim. If we just held kesef, we're great. We use kesef. But because of the possibility that kesef doesn't work and meshicha works, so then we have to rely on other possibilities. Maybe l'kulei alma, whatever darkei kinyanim are, whatever is understood as a kinyan in that society, maybe that works also. So we do a handshake. That's another form of kinyan. Maybe a kinyan agav works. So we do a kinyan agav. Now we have to be maknim the karka. Maybe a kinyan chatzar works. Maybe a kinyan chalipin. Chalipin is like this catch-all kinyan. So we do all different forms of kinyanim. But that's where the problem starts. It starts right here. It starts in this sugya. So it says Gemara Vaitin. Now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Shaya, who said that Yisrael is kona metaltim from a guy with money from the brisa the Gemara is going to ask from a brisa about being kona avodah zara from a guy, accidentally being kona avodah zara from a guy. Meisvei, the brisa tells us as follows: Halakeach grutaus menovichavim. Person buys pieces of silver from menovichavim. Matzah ben avodachavim, and he finds avodah zara in it. Imad shalonasan maos mashach. If he did a meshicha of the chatichos, but he hasn't yet paid for it, yachzer, he could still return it. V'mishanos maos mashach, but if he did a meshicha after having already paid for it, yolach li amamelech, then he can't return it, he just has to throw it into the amamelech, it's also bana. V'yamre maos konos meshicha lamali, but if you hold, like that Rav Hoshea holds that Yisrael is kona metaltim from a guy with money, why does Brisa say that imishanos maos mashach? What do you need meshicha for? Money alone does it. So hachamayiskin and shekibul lav ladun b'dinei Yisrael. The case is that the guy was mekabel to follow dinei Yisrael. Ihachi maos lamali. Then what do you need maos for? Hachi kamer afal pishenas and maos imashachin ilo lo. Since he was mekabel to follow dinei Yisrael, even if he gave money, it doesn't help. Only if he did meshicha it helps. But ihachi kasher reisha. But if that's the case, that the guy was mekabel dinei Yisrael, the reisha the brisa says that if before you gave the money he did the Mashiach, you could still return it because the Yisrael hasn't been koneh, but Bedina Yisrael, yes, he has. So how do you explain the Reisha? Amar Abayi Reisha Mishum Dika Mekachtos, because it's a Mekachtos, because the Jew didn't know that there was going to be Avodah Zarah in there. Amar Le Rava, if the Reisha is that he's able to return Reisha Mishum Dika Mekachtos, Seifa Leka Mekachtos. What, in the Seifa, all of a sudden he expected it to be Avodah Zarah? El Amar Rava, Reisha V'Seifa Mekachtos. Both the Reisha and the Seifa are Mekachtos. Reisha D'lo Yav Zuzi, Lo Mechzi Kavodos Chav Miyad Yisrael. But in the Reisha where he didn't yet pay for it, it doesn't look like Avodah Zarah Biyad Yisrael. Sefer Diav Zuzi Mechzi Kavodos Chav Miyad Yisrael. It looks like Avodah Zarah Biyad Yisrael, and that's why you have to be Molech Liyam HaMelech. V'Abai Yomer Lech, Reisha Mekachtos D'lo Yoda, D'lo Yav Le Zuzi. Sefer Lav Mekachtos Hu, Tekiva Diav Zuzi, Kika Moshech Yibay Liliyo Nevad HaMimshach. No, it actually is a Mekachtos in the Reisha and not in the Sefer. Because in the Reisha he had no reason to have looked at it for the Avodah Zarah. He hadn't yet paid for it. But in the Sefer, when he already paid for it, he should have been looking more closely and chap that there was Avodah Zarah in there. Rav Ashi Amar Midereisha Mashiach Einakona Sefer Nami Mashiach Einakona. From the Brisa that he's not that the Brisa is not talking about where the guy accepted Dinei Yisrael. Vaydan Reisha Mashach Tana Sefer Nami Mashach. Mashiach works in neither the Reisha nor the Sefer. Since the Reisha says Mashach, the Sefer says Mashach. Ravina Amar Midereisha Mashiach Einakona Reisha Nami. If in the Sefer Mashiach works, in the Reisha it also works. V'Reisha Achikamar, Im lo nasan, v'lo mashach, yachzar. In the Reisha just means to say, if the Jew hasn't given money, and he hasn't done Mashiach, then he can back out. My yachzar, so what does it mean to be yachzar? He didn't do anything. Yachzar bedvarim, he could back out on the words that he said. He had committed to make this kinyan, but he didn't actually do any kinyan. He could still be chazer. Oh, well, that's called chazara? Yeah, kasavar dvarim yesh v'mishum mechusrei amana. Normally when your word, you have to keep your word. It's a mechusrei amana, it's a lack of trustworthiness if you don't keep your word. V'hani mili yisrael miyisrael dekaimi b'dibarayu. But that's only when it's dealing between Jew and Jew, where the assumption is that your word is golden. Av yisrael melchavim te'inulu. But if the industry standard is that none of them keep their word when they say that they're going to make a kinyan, then lo, then we don't have a responsibility to live up to a higher standard than they are going to in that same act of kinyan. Okay, but we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top tomorrow. Sure.